Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let us continue with our study.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们继续研读圣经。
Let's continue to study, on the service to the Lord from the book of Ezekiel.
我们研读那个以西结书。
Which tells us about the service to the Lord.
谈到如何服侍神。
At that time, Ezekiel, he was in Babylon.
以西结在巴比伦的时候。
And at the age of 30, he was called by God to become a prophet.
在30岁的时候，他被神召呼成为先知。
So at the call of Ezekiel at the time, he saw this vision of the throne chariot.
在那时候，他看见神的给他的异象。
And it tells about
就是宝座和战车。
Yes. So therefore, this vision also today has precious teachings to the workers of God, those who wants to serve God.
这意象对我们今天想要服侍神的人来说是很重要的。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 1.
请翻以西结书第一章。
So this vision of the throne chariot, we divide it into three sections.
我们会把这意象分成三个阶段来谈。
The first part we have already studied concerning the four living creatures.
昨天我们谈到了第一项就是四活物。
So these four living creatures make up this structure of the chariot.
这四活物，是这战车的形态。
Yes. Then the second one tells about the wheels.
第二项讲到的是轮。
And the third one we will study this morning.
第三项是我们今天早上所要研讨的。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书第一章
verse 22，
第二十二节。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 22。
以西结书第一章第二十二节。
Over the heads of the living creatures, there was the likeness of a firmament, shining like crystal, spread out above their head.
第二十二节，活物的头以上有穹苍的形象，看着像可畏的水晶，铺张在活物的头上。
So here tells about the likeness of a firmament.
这里谈到穹苍的形象。
So it was shining like crystal.
像水晶一样的发亮。
It spread out above their heads.
铺张在活物的头上。
And in the verse 26,
在二十六节。
And above the firmament over their heads, there was the likeness of a throne.
在他们头上穹苍之上有宝座的形象。
And in appearance like sapphire, and seated above the likeness of a throne was the likeness as it were a human form.
这形象仿佛蓝宝石，在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形象。
So at the time he saw this firmament.
在他看到穹苍的时候。
So it was crystal.
如水晶一样明亮。
And above, he saw there was the likeness of a throne.
在那之上，他看见宝座的形象。
So its appearance like sapphire, it is blue in color. Again, we say blue tells us about heavenly.
这形象是就像蓝宝石一样，是蓝色，蓝色就像天国的颜色。
Yes, and here says seated above the likeness of a throne, the likeness as it were a human form.
在宝座形象之上。坐着一个仿佛像人的形状。
Let's turn to Revelation.
那我们翻到启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.
启示录。
Revelation chapter 4.
第四章。
Oh, we turn to chapter 1. Sorry, chapter 1.
对不起，第一章。
Verse 13.
第十三节
Revelation chapter 1 verse 13
启示录第一章第十三节
This was the vision saw by Elder John
这是约翰长老所见的异象
And in the midst of the lampstand one like a son of man
灯台中间有一位好像人子
Then he described what he saw concerning this one like the son of man.
接着他形容他所看到这一位人子。
So at the time, Ezekiel saw the likeness as it were a human form.
西结看到的是一个人，仿佛人的形状。
And here tells us it was the throne and the one like the form of man, it was above the firmament.
这仿佛人的形状是在于穹苍之上的。
So those from below, they are able to see upward.
在穹苍以下的是可以往上看见。
So he continued to describe what he saw.
他继续形容他所见的。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 27.
以西结书第一章二十七节。
And upward from what had the appearance of his loins, I saw as it were gleaming bronze, like the appearance of fire, and close round about.
二七节，我见他从腰以上有仿佛光耀的金睛，周围都有火的形状。
And downward from what had the appearance of his loins, I saw as it were the appearance of fire.
又见从他腰以下有仿佛火的形状，周围也有光辉。
And there was the brightness round about him.
周围也有光辉。
And the 28, the lower portion.
第二十八节的下半段。
Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
周围光辉的形状也是一样，这就是耶和华光辉的荣耀的形象。
And when I saw it, I fell down upon my face, and I heard the voice of one speaking.
我看见就俯伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。
So at the time he saw the glory of the Lord.
当他看见耶和华荣耀的形象。
Then he immediately fell down.
他立即俯伏在地。
Because he saw the glory of the Lord.
因为他见了神的形象。
So he was full of fear.
他充满了恐惧。
From the Old Testament we see those who have seen the glory of the Lord, immediately they will feel very weak and they will prostrate themselves.
在旧约圣经中我们可以见到，只要人见到神的形象，他们就感觉到很软弱，立刻俯伏在地。
So here tell us about the likeness of the glory of God.
所以这里谈到神荣耀的形象。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
Which one?
Exodus 出埃及记。
Exodus.
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
出埃及记第二十四章。
Let us read verse 10.
第十节。
Exodus chapter 24 verse 10.
出埃及记二十四章第十节。
And they saw God of Israel, and there was under his feet as it were a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness.
第十节，他们看见以色列的神，他脚下仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石，如同天色明净。
So here tells about the what they saw. Here says the God of Israel.
他们见到以色列的神。
So under his feet, the pavement like sapphire stone, it is blue in color.
他脚下平铺的蓝宝石，
And here
如同天色明净。
Yes, like the very heaven for clearness.
就像天国一样的干净。
Then in the verse 17.
第十七节。
Now the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel.
耶和华的荣耀在山顶上，在以色列人眼前，形状如烈火。
So at the time, Ezekiel also saw the appearance of his loins. He saw like the appearance of fire.
当时以西结看见神的荣耀，就像看见神的。火的形状一样。
So Moses the same, he saw the appearance of the glory of the Lord, it was like a devouring fire.
同样的摩西看见神的荣耀就像烈火。
So at the time there was this firmament, and above the firmament a throne, and one seated on the throne.
以西结看见穹苍之上有宝座，宝座之上有人的形状。
So he is the most important in the whole vision of the throne chariot.
这是整个宝座战车意象中最重要的。
Let us imagine.
我们想象。
We say today those who serve the Lord, we those who are the workers, we make up only this form, this body of the chariot.
想象所有的圣工人员组合而成的战车。
Our part is we must strive forward to pursue after spiritual qualities, the qualities of a good worker.
我们一定要追求灵性的品质。
We must be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must be motivated by the Holy Spirit.
我们一定要被圣灵充满，一定要 被圣灵所激动。
This is our part.
这是我们本分。
We are only the form, the body of the chariot.
我们只是马车的一部分。
But of course today we must also move. So the wheels, it talks about the wheel of God.
当然我们也必须要行动，所以这里讲到轮子，神的轮。
Yeah, so it points to the will of God. 神的旨意。
指向神的旨意。
So today we move according to the will of God.
我们照着神的旨意而行。
But now the most important is the one above, the one seated on the throne.
最重要的一位就是在高高在上的，坐在宝座之上的。
Like today, the driver.
就像驾驶员一样。
So the driver moves the wheel.
这驾驶员控制着轮子。
Then the car moves accordingly.
然后车子就会跟着这行
走。So today in actuality we are nothing. We are only the form, the body of the chariot.
我们并不算什么，我们只是车子一部分而已。
Again, I repeat, but we must equip ourselves with good spiritual qualities to become a good worker.
可是我们必须要装备自己以神的属灵的能力，让自己成为更好的工人。
Then in the work we follow the will of God. We want to fulfill the will of God.
在圣工上，我们必须要照着神的旨意而行。
But now we must look up to the one above us.
我们必须要向上仰看。那一位高高在上的。
So the firmament it was like it here says like crystal.
这穹苍就像水晶一样。
So even though there is a separation, the firmament separates them.
虽然那边有分隔，就是穹苍分隔。
But they are able to look up to the one above them.
然而他们还是可以向上仰望在上的那一位。
So today in the church world, it is very important for us to turn to the Lord.
在教会的圣工上。我们必须要很重要的转向神。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
请翻以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Verse 23.
第二三节。
Chapter 5, verse 23.
以弗所书第五章第二三节。
Verse 23, for the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church.His body and is himself its savior.
二三节，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是教会全体的救主。
Here tells us Christ is the head of the church.
这里讲到基督是教会的头。
Let's turn to Colossians.
请翻哥罗西书。
Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Verse 18.
第十八节
Colossians chapter 1 verse 18 we just read the upper portion He is the head of the body, the church
他也是教会全体之首
Chapter 2
第二章
verse 10
第十节
Chapter 2 verse 10 And you have come to the fullness of life in him who is the head of all rule and authority
你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是这各样执政掌权者的元首。
Here tells that Jesus, he is the head.
这里讲到基督就是头。
But at the time, the believers in Colossae did not take Jesus as the head.
可是这时候哥罗西的信徒们没有把耶稣当头。
So verse 19 says,
十九节说
And not holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body nourished and knit together,To its joints and ligaments and grows with a growth that is from God.
第十九节，不持定元首，全身既然靠着他，筋节得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
So at the time, some they did not hold fast to the head.
那时候他们没有持定元首。
But in actuality, today we must hold fast to the head. We must look up to the head.
然而今天我们必须要持定元首，我们必须要向头看齐。
Because here tells in the end, here says the growth that is from God.
因为最后我们会因为神而大有长进。
In the chapter 4, for example,
比如说在第四章
verse 1,
第一节
Masters, treat your slave justly and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven.
第一节你们做主人的要公公平平的对待仆人因为知道你们也有一位主在天上。
So today, Jesus, he is our master, he is our head.
耶稣基督就是我们的手 就是我们的主人。
Everything is in His hands.
所有的事都在他手中。
So today we must look up to Him.
我们一定要向上仰望他。
He must lead us. He must guide us. He must be our master, our general.
他一定要成为我们的主人，来引导我们。
In the First Corinthians,
哥林多前书。
Let us turn to First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
Paul told the believers in Corinth, what then is Apollos? What is Paul?
他谈到说亚波罗算什么，保罗算什么。
Because we know at the time, the church in Corinth, they look up to the workers of God.
在那时候哥林多的信徒们就看中了属灵的教会的工人。
They are Greeks. They are those who love wisdom. They seek after wisdom.
他们是希腊人，他们追求的是属灵的知识。
So some says I belong to Paul.
有些说我属于保罗。
Some says I belong to Apollos.
有些说我属于亚波罗。
Some says I belong to Cephas or Peter.
有些说我属基法。
And some those self-righteous ones says I belong to Christ.
有些自义的就说我属基督。
At the time they had their faith, their foundation.Founded on man.
那时候他们的信心是建立在人身上。
But Paul told them now in chapter 3 verse 5.
可是保罗在第三章第五节跟他们说。
So what is Apollos? What is Paul?
他说亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？
Verse 5 says, We are servants to whom you believe as the Lord assigned to each.
我们只是执事而已，照主所赐给个人的引导你们相
信。So they only play their part. Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth.
我们只是照自己的本分做而已。我栽种，亚波罗浇灌，可是神却让他们生长。
So Paul did the evangelical work, the planting work. Apollos did the pastoral work, the work of watering.
保罗栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了。
So Paul did evangelical work, and Apollos did the pastoring work.
保罗做的是传道的事情，亚波罗做的是牧养的事。
So verse 7, Paul continued to say,
在第七节,
So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything.
可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的算不得什么。
But only God who gives the growth.
那叫他生长的是神。
Verse 9,
第九节,
For we are God's fellow workers.
我们是与神同工的。
Yes, this is very important. We are God's fellow workers.
这很重要，我们是神的同工。
Many times, some will put it wrongly.
有时候人们把顺序弄错。
God work with me.
他们说神与我同工。
Many times we hear people say, God work with me.
我们常常听到人家说神跟我同工。
Especially if you talk with other pastors from other denominations, they will tell you of all their works, their mission, God work with me.
尤其你跟外教会的一些牧师传道们讲话的时候，他们常常会说神与我同在，与我同工。
This is wrong statement.
这句话错了。
God work with you means wherever you go, whatever you do, God must work with you.
如果说神与我同工，那么就是说你所做的，你所去的地方，神一定要跟着去做。
So let us be very careful of this statement.
所以我们对这句话要很小心。
Don't say God work with me.
别说神与我同工。
We say we work with God. God leads us. God directs us.
应该说我们与神同工，我们神引导我们。
Paul understood this.
保罗深切地了解这一点。
That's why Paul was very firm. He can continue to do so much mighty works for the Lord.
这就是为什么保罗能够很坚定地继续做很多伟大的事。
Because he was very firm about this. We work with God.
因为他有坚强的信念说我们是为神而做事。
Growth comes from the Lord God.
成长是从神而来。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14.
请看使徒行传十四章。
Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传十四章。
This was the end of his first missionary journey.
这是他第一次旅游传道的结束。
And they went back to Antioch.
他们回到安提阿。
And they make a report.They reported about their work.
他们报道他们所做的事。
Verse 27.
第二七节。
Acts chapter 14, verse 27.
使徒行传十四章二十七节。
And when they arrived, they gathered the church together and declared all that God had done with them.
而且到了那里聚集的会众，就述说神借他们所行的一切事。
Paul never reported what I had done.
保罗从来也没有说过说我做了什么。
Paul declared all that God had done with them.
保罗说神借着他们所行的。
And how the Lord God, He had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles.
而且神怎样为外邦人开了信道之门。
And at the time when they were on their way to Jerusalem,
当他们去耶路撒冷的路途中
when they arrived at Jerusalem,
他们到了耶路撒冷
chapter 15 verse 4,
第十五章的第四节
when they came to Jerusalem, they were welcomed by the church and the apostles and the elders,And they declared all that God had done with them.
到了耶路撒冷，教会和使徒并长老都接待他们，他们就述说神同他们所做的一切事。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 21.
使徒行传二十一章。
Acts chapter 21.
使徒行传二十一章。
Let's read verse 19.
第十九节。
This was also when Paul was in Jerusalem.
这是保罗在耶路撒冷的时候。
Verse 19.
19节
After greeting them, he related one by one the things that God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry.
19节保罗问了他们安便将神用他传教在外邦人中间所行的事一一述说了。
So it was always what God had done.
他总是说神做了些什么。
So today in the world, Jesus is our head, he is our master.
在现今的圣工中，神就是我们的元首，神就是我们的主人。
Growth is in His hands.
成长是在神的手中。
So we must look up to Him.
所以我们一定要向上仰望神。
So at the time Ezekiel he saw this vision.
当以西结看见这异象的时候。
Now we turn back Ezekiel chapter 1.
我们回到以西结书第一章。
Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书第一章。
Now.Under the firmament.
在穹苍之下。
Verse 23.
二三节。
Verse 23. And under the firmament, their wings were stretched out straight, one towards another.
在穹苍以下，活物的翅膀直张彼此相对。
And each creature had two wings covering its body.
每个活物有两个翅膀遮体。
Yesterday we have studied on this.
我们昨天有谈到这点。
We says their wings were stretched out andTouch one another.
他们的翅膀张开来。
So today in the work of the Lord, we must work in unity, in oneness.
所以我们今天要为神做圣工，我们必须要在合一的心态下做。
We must learn to cooperate with one another.
我们要彼此合作。
We must humble ourselves to cover our body.
我们要为对自己谦卑遮体。
So that we look others as better than us.
我们看别人比自己强。
Then we can work with one another.
这样子我们就可以跟大家一起同工。
So today we must be a force. Let us not be too individualistic.
我们不要以为有两个不同的人。
Different workers received different gifts.
不同的工人有不同的
恩赐。But we complement one another.
可是我们是互相互补。
We work together.
我们一起工作。
So at the time, he still stresses on this.
这里是强调这一点。
So under the firmament, their wings were stretched out straight, one toward another.
在穹苍以下，他们的翅膀伸出去，彼此接触。
And each creature had two wings covering its body.
每个活物有两个翅膀遮体。
And now it tells about their work.
这里讲到他们的工作。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
And when they went,
当他们走的时候
so here they went, it tells about their ministry, their work.
这里就讲到他们的福音的宣传，他们的圣工。
Then Ezekiel heard, I heard the sound of their wings, like the sound of many waters.
以西结听到说，他们的声音就像大水的声音。
So the sound of many waters, what does this refer to?
这大水的声音是指什么呢
?We always say the sound of prayer in tongues, of course, we always...Say, interpret it in this way.
我们常常把圣灵祷告的声音这么样的形容。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 19.
请翻启示录十九章。
Revelation chapter 19.
启示录十九章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, like the sound of a mighty thunder peals crying, Hallelujah, for our Lord God, the Almighty reigns.
第六节，我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音说 Hallelujah, 因为我们主神全能者作王了。
So here says at the time they heard this voice of a great multitude like the sound of many waters. So they were praying.
在他们祷告的时候，他们听见群众的声音，好像众水的声音。
So at the time they went out, means they went for the ministry. They were sent. They did the work.
当他们出去做圣工的时候。
But here says I heard the sound of their wings like the sounds of many waters.
他们听见的声音像大水的声音。
And as we know, this very famous passage spoken by the apostles.
我们知道这个章节很有名的，就是使徒所说的。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 6.
使徒行传第六章。
We read verse 2 first.
先读第二节。
And the 12 summoned the body of the disciples and said, It is not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables.
第二节，十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说，我们撇下神的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。
Verse 4.
第四节。
But we devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
So this is very important.
这件事很重要。
Today in the work, we must pray and we must go do the ministry work.
现在我们应该要祷告，而且出去传福音。
So we pray to the Lord God, the one who is above us.
我们向神祷告，就是在我们之上的。
We pray to our master. We pray to the head of the church.
我们向我们的主人祷告。
And we know the apostles, they were prayerful men.
这些使徒们都是充满祷告的人。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 3.
请看《使徒行传》第三章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour.
伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去。
So it was the hour of prayer.
这是祷告的时间。
It tells about the ninth hour.
伸出的时候。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 10.
请看《使徒行传》第十章。
Acts chapter 10.
使徒行传第十章。
Verse 9.
第九节。
The next day, as they were on their journey and coming near the city, Peter went up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour.
第二天他们行路将近耶城，彼得约在午正上房顶去祷告。
Here tells about the sixth hour, just now the ninth hour.
这里讲到有午正和伸出的祷告时间。
So they prayed many times a day. Let's say, if for example, every 3 hours.
他们一天祷告很多次，比如说每三小时就祷告一次。
So they were prayerful men.
他们是充满祷告的人。
The church is called the house of prayer.
那祷告就是教会就称为祷告的教会。
And of course, we know at the time the church also prayed for the apostles.
当然，那时候教会也为使徒们祷告。
In the Acts chapter 4,
在使徒行传第四章
we know that the church they prayed for the apostles because they were being threatened.
在那时候，他们被威胁的，所以教会们也为使徒们祷告。
So the Bible even says, after they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken. Let's turn to Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Acts chapter 4.
使徒行传第四章。
Let us read verse 31.
第三十一节。
And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动。
So take note, actually it is after the prayer.
这是祷告之后。
It is not during prayer.
不是在祷告中。
Because the lower portion says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness.
他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
So all the while we always say they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they prayed, the place was shaken.
我们讲他们在祷告中被圣灵充满，那地方就震动。
But actually it is not like this.
可是事实上并不是这样。
Here says when they had prayed.
这里讲他们祷告了。
After,
已经祷告完了。
Yes, the place in which they were gathered was shaken.
然后 聚会的地方才震动。
This is difficult to understand.
这很难了解。
The Greek word, there's no error in the interpretation here. It is the same.
在那个希腊文里面没有这样子的翻译。
So after prayer, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. They went out. They spoke the word with boldness.
祷告完之后，他们就被圣灵所充满，放胆讲论神的道。
So in the Acts chapter 12.
使徒行传第十二。
Also, at the time they prayed, the church prayed for Peter.
这时候教会为彼得祷告。
In the verse 12.
在十二节。
Acts chapter 12, verse 12.
使徒行传第十二章十二节。
When he realized this, he went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose other name was Mark, where many were gathered together and were praying.
第十二节想了一想，就往那称呼马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。
So at the time, the living creatures they went out.
这四活物出去。
And Ezekiel heard the sound of the wings like the sound of many prayers.
他们翅膀的声音就像很多人祷告的声音。
So when they were flying, they were doing the work. So the sound of many waters.So today our ministry must come with prayer.
他们出去做事情有很多祷告的声音，所以我们今天做圣工一定要祷告。
We turn back Ezekiel chapter 1.
请翻回以西结书第一章。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
Then the second one says, like the voice of the Almighty.
这里说像全能者的声音。
This one may be hard to explain.
这一点有点难解释。
So like the voice of the Almighty,
像全能者的声音。
Today when we do the work,
我们今天做圣工。
When we speak forth,
我们讲话。
They must not listen as the words of men.
他们不应该听以人的说法来听。
But today when we speak, we must speak with authority and power.
我们今天说话要说话带着权威和全能。
But allow them to know it is.Like the voice of God.
就像是神的声音。
Let's turn to the First Corinthians.
哥林多前书。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
请看哥林多前书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
First Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。
We can read from verse 1.
第一节。
When I came to you, brethren, I did not come proclaiming to you a testimony of God in lofty words or wisdom.
第一节，弟兄们，我从前到你们那里去，并没有用高言大志对你们宣传神的奥秘。
Verse 4.
第四节。
And my speech and my message were not in plausible words of wisdom.
我说的话讲的道不是用智慧委婉的言语。
But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
但是用圣灵和大能的
见证。That your faith might not rest in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God.
叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
Just likened to at the time when they preached in Thessalonica.
就像他们在帖撒罗尼迦岛传道的时候。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians.
请翻帖撒罗尼迦前书。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第一章。
Verse 5.
第五节。
First Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第五节。
Our gospel came to you not only in word.
我们的福音传到你们那里不独在乎言语。
But in power and in the Holy Spirit.
也在乎全能和圣灵。
And with full conviction.
并充足的信心。
And of course they have good behavior and conduct.
当然他们的信心行为都很好。
So at the time when the Thessalonians they heard.
在帖撒罗尼迦的人听到
Chapter 2 verse 13
第二章的第十三节
Chapter 2 verse 13
第二章第十三节
And we also thank God constantly for this that when you received the word of God which you heard from us you accepted it not as the word of man but as it is really the word of God
为此我们也不住的祷告感谢神因你们听见我们所传道传神的道就领受了不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。
Truly, it is the word of God.
这真是神的道。
So their voice like the voice of the Almighty.
他们的声音就像大能的声音。
So today, when we speak, don't bring man to us. Don't bring man to rely on us.
我们不要把人带到我们的身上，不要让人来依靠我们。
We speak the word of God. Allow them to know this is the voice of God.
我们讲的是神的道，让他们知道这就是神的声音。
We use one extreme example.
我们用一个极端的例子。
Actually, not related, but never mind. Just an understanding.
不一定有相关的，但是会帮助我们了解。
Let's turn to Acts.
回到使徒行传。
Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传第十四章。
Acts chapter 14. At the time, Paul and Barnabas they went to Lystra.
这时候保罗和巴拿巴到。
Verse 8.
Sorry. Chapter 14, verse
8. Of course, at the time there was a cripple from birth.
那边有一个生来就瘸腿的。
They healed them.
他们医治了他。
Then, of course, at the time in the verse 11.
第十一节。
And when the crowd saw that Paul had, what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices saying, in Lycaonians, the gods who have come down to us in the likeness of men.
所以众人看见保罗所做的事，就用吕高尼的话大声说：“有神借着人形降临在我们中间了。”
Verse 12,
十二节。
Barnabas they called Zeus and Paul they because he was the chief speaker they called Hermes.
于是称巴拿巴为宙斯，称保罗为希尔米，因为他说话灵手。
Of course, at the time they did not understand.
在那时候他们并不了解。
But they give them a very high status.Just likened to their gods.
可是他们给了这两个人很高的崇高地位，就像他们的神的地位。
So Hermes, he is the messenger of God.
希尔米就是神的使者。
Because here says Paul was the chief speaker.
因为这里讲，保罗就是说话领手的。
So they even thought, wow, gods, the gods have come in the form of man.
所以他们认为说，哇，神以人的形象来到了。
As I said, this one is not very related, but just bring in. So today, what we're trying to say, when people hear what we speak, they must hear like it is really the voice of God, the words of God.
所以当人听到我们在传福音的时候，他们必须要了解这是全能者的声音。
Because today we are not bringing men to us, to ourselves, we bring men to the Lord God.
因为我们不把人带到我们面前，我们把人带到神的面前。
We turn back Ezekiel chapter 1.
回到以西结书第一章
Ezekiel chapter 1
以西结书第一章
verse 24
第二十四节
The third one, he heard a sound of a tumult like the sound of an army when, he says like the sound of an army
这里他说他听到像军队轰嚷的声音
Wow, very grand
很大声
Like the sound of a host, an army
就像军队的声音
Just like unto the Israelites when they came out from the Egypt. Let's turn to Exodus.
请翻出埃及记
Exodus chapter 12.
第十二章
Verse 41.
第四十一节
Exodus chapter 12 verse 41.
出埃及记十二章四十一节
At the end of 430 years, on that very day, all the armies or the hosts of the Lord went out from the land of Egypt.
正满了430年的那一天，耶和华的军队都从埃及地出来了。
So here says they were reckoned as the armies of God.
他们是神的军队。
In the chapter 13,
第十三章
，verse 18, the lower portion,
第十八节的下半部。
And the people of Israel went up out of the land of Egypt equipped for battle.
对不起
，verse 18,
yeah,
the lower portion.
Okay. 以色列人出埃及地都带着兵器上去。
So they were equipped for war.
他们为了征战而装备。
So today we are also the Christian soldiers.
我们是基督精兵。
Like what Paul wrote in the 1st Timothy and the 2nd Timothy.
就如保罗所写的在提摩太前书和后书所写的。
Today we are Christian soldiers.
我们是基督精兵。
So we must fight the good fight for the Lord.
我们必须打为神打美好的仗。
So here says, at the time, the sound was like the host, an army.
所以这里讲到声音就像军队轰嚷的声音。
Thus, here tells about their work. They went out.
这里讲到他们出去出发
So the sound of the wings like the sound of many waters.
这翅膀的声音就像大水的声音
So today when we do the ministry work we must pray, rely on prayer, rely on the Lord Jesus, turn to the one above us.
我们现在做神的圣工，必须要祷告，依赖天上的神。
Then when we speak forth, we must speak forth the word of God. Allow them to know this is the voice of God. This is the teachings of God.
当我们说话，我们必须说神的话、神的道，让他们知道这就是全能者的声音。
Then we go out as a host of army, working together to fight the good fight for the Lord.
我们必须要像军队一样，大家在一起，打美好为神打美好的仗。
But take note, when we do all this, it must be together.
为了做这件事，我们必须要合一。
Because just now in the Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 23, here tells us the same teaching. Their wings were touching one another.
就像以西结书第一章二三节所讲的，他们的翅膀是联合的。
So we do all this as a unit.
我们做这一切是在联合中一起做。
Let's turn back Ezekiel chapter 1.
请翻回以西结书第一章
verse 24, the lower portion,
第二十四节的下半部
and 25,
还有二十五节
When they stood still, they let down their wings.
活物站住的时候便将翅膀垂下
and 25, the lower portion, when they stood still, they let down their wings.
第二十五节的下半部当他们站住的时候便将翅膀垂下
Just now 24 says they, when they went.
第二十四节讲，当他们走的时候。
So we say it is in the work, in the ministry.
就是为了神的圣工，神的福音。
But after the work, now here says, when they stood still, they let down their wings.
可是做完了这些工作之后，他们站住，然后把翅膀垂下。
So, let down their wings, you can say after the work, you can rest.
做完工之后可以休息。
But actually, it is not resting.
事实上并不是休息。
Waiting for another instruction, another command.
确实在等待下一个指令。
Verse 25,
第二十五节。
There came a voice from above the firmament over their heads.
在他们头上有声音。
So when the voice is heard, then they will go.
当声音被听到了之后，他们又要再出发。
So after the work, they will stand still, let down their wings.
做完圣工之后，他们就站住。把翅膀垂下
to wait for another order, another command.
去等待神来的另一个指令。
But take note, as we say, when they stood still, they let down their wings, it is not resting, but in activity, spiritual nurturing and waiting for the next work.
当我们站住把翅膀垂下的时候，并不是休息，而是在做属灵的培养，然后等待下一个动作。
And at the time, here says, they let down their wings.
他们说，这里说把翅膀垂下。
Individual，
每一个。
When they do the work, they join wings。
当他们做工的时候，翅膀是联合。
But after the work, they stood still. They put down their wings。
工作做完之后，他们把自己的翅膀垂下。
So spiritual nature it is individual. I cannot help you. You cannot help me.
所以，圣灵的成长栽培是很个人性的。
In the sense, we nurture ourselves.
我们必须要培养自己的灵性。
So we continue to nurture ourselves to wait for another mission.
我们持续的培养自己的灵性，等待神下一次的指令。
Then of course also, standing still, waiting, it is a sign of also giving reverence to the Lord, waiting for His command.
站住，把翅膀垂下，也是为表示出对神的尊敬。等着他下一次的命令。
I believe for those who come from Taiwan, those have served in the military, we understand this. You must make sure you stand still before your commander. It is an honor, a reverence to your commander, and you wait for his instruction.
从台湾来的很多人都当过兵，都知道我们必须要站立，然后这表示对我们长官的尊敬，而且也等着他。下一个指令。
So in the third part of this vision of the throne chariot,
在这个整个意象的第三部分，就是宝座跟马车。
At the time, Ezekiel saw the firmament.
在那时候，以西结看见穹苍。
The very important one is the one seated on the throne above the firmament.
很重要的就是。坐在宝座上面穹苍之上的
人 So today Jesus he is our head he is our master
基督是我们的元首是我们的主人
So we are the chariot we are the living creatures we are below So every time in the world we turn to him we look up to him because it is crystal clear we can see through
我们是活物，我们是在穹苍之下的。每次我们要做圣工的时候，我们就要向上仰望，因为它是像水晶一样，我们可以透视。
So we wait for His command.
我们等待他的命令。
And when we are sent out, we pray, relying on Him.
当我们被送出去传福音的时候，我们要祷告。
When we speak forth, we speak forth His words, not our words.
当我们讲话的时候，我们讲是以他的声音讲，而不
是我们的。And we go out as one team, united as the army of the Lord, fighting the good fight.
我们做工的时候必须要联合，就像军队一样为神打仗。
But after the work, we must continue to spiritual nurture ourselves to wait for another mission.
做完工之后，我们要站立灵修自己，等待下一次的任务。
So as a summary.
总结是
we say that the throne chariot it is very important teachings for one who want to serve the Lord.
宝座马车是非常重要的，如果我们想要服侍神的话。
So today we are the four living creatures. We make up this form, this body of the chariot to be used by the Lord.
先前我们就是四活物，我们组成这马车来服侍神。
But to be used by the Lord, we must have the Holy Spirit to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and we pursue spiritual qualities of a good worker.
可是为了要服侍神，我们必须要追求属灵的品质，我们必须要被圣灵充满。
And in the work today, we move according to the will of God.
我们一切的行动都必须要依靠神的旨意。
And in the work, we look up to the Commander, our Lord Jesus.
我们向上仰望我们的元首，我们。
And lastly,
最后
let's turn to chapter 1.
翻到第一章
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 4.
以西结书第一章第四节
As I looked, behold, a stormy wind came out of the north.
我观看见狂风从北方刮来
So hear us about the whirlwind in the NKJV. It is whirlwind, a very strong wind.
这是一个狂风
So what do we mean by this whirlwind?
这狂风代表什么呢
Let's turn to Nahum.Or Nahum.
Nahum.
After Micah.
Let me see.
After Micah.
在米迦书之后。
Nahum chapter 1.
Nahum 书第一章。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Chapter 1 verse 3.
第一章第三节。
The lower portion.
下半部
His way is the whirlwind and storms.
他乘旋风和暴风而来
And the clouds are the dust of his feet. So here says his way is in the whirlwind and the storm.
他乘旋风和暴风而来
And we turn to Proverbs chapter 1.
请看箴言第一章
Proverbs chapter 1.
箴言第一章
Verse 27.
26节
Proverbs 1:27.
箴言第一章二十六节
When panic strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you.
你们遭灾我就发笑，惊恐临到你们我必嗤笑，惊恐临到你们好像狂风。
So here says calamity comes like a whirlwind.
这灾难来临就像狂风。
Let's turn back Ezekiel chapter 1.
请翻回以西结书第一章。
Verse 4.
第四节
so as I look, behold, a whirlwind came out of the north.
我观看见狂风从北方刮来。
So actually, this north refers to the Babyloners who will come from the way of the north.
这个北方是指的巴比伦，它从巴比伦而来。
At the time when Ezekiel was caught, it was the fifth year of the exile of Jehoiachin.
当以西结被掳的时候。正是约雅金王被掳去第五年。
So five more years than the third attack by the Babylonian where the temple and Jerusalem will be destroyed.
在经过五年之后巴比伦就从北方而来毁灭耶路撒冷。
So at the time, Jerusalem and the temple not destroyed yet.
所以在这时候耶路撒冷和圣殿还没有被毁灭。
But the judgment, the punishment of the Lord will be coming.
可是神的审判
So he saw the whirlwind that came out of the north.
所以他看见狂风从北方刮来。
Here says a great cloud brightness round about it, fire flashing forth continually.
接着说，随着有一朵包括闪烁火的大云，周围有光辉。
Here tells about the Lord God. He is the devouring fire.
这里讲到神本身就像烈火。
But yet, before his coming judgment,
在他审判之前
，at the time he sent prophet Ezekiel to give his message to the people。
在审判之前，他差遣先知以西结来传警告。
So the Lord still give them chance, still give them the time。
所以神还是给他们机会和时间。
So like in the Ezekiel chapter 1，
以西结书第一章
，verse 28。
第28节,
here says, like the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud on the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about.
28节, 下雨的日子, 云中红的形状怎样, 周围光辉的形状也是怎样。
So here tells about the bow, the rainbow. It is the everlasting covenant of God concerning His grace.
这里谈到云中的红, 就是, 永约, 就是神的恩典。
So God is a covenant, keeping God.He will give them grace.
所以神会保持着永约，会给他们恩典。
So before his judgment, before his punishment, God will send his workers to give encouragement, to warn the people.
在审判毁灭之前，神会差遣他的工人来警告跟。
So today we must make sure we be the good servants of the Lord.To encourage the believers, to encourage the people, to also warn the people, remind them concerning the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们要当好的工人，我们必须要来鼓励信徒们，然后也传警告。
So let us serve the Lord. Let us give benefit to the people. Allow them to be ready to meet the Lord.
所以让我们做好的工人，让他们能够得到神的福气。
All glory to His name.
愿一切的荣耀归于神。
Let us pray in silence.
让我们默祷。